A few weeks earlier, Siegfried himself had gone to the small holding halfway along a street on the outskirts of the town to see a pig with a swollen ear. It was an oral hematoma, and the only treatment was to lance it, but for some reason Siegfried had not done the job, but had sent me the following day. I had wondered about it, but not for long. When I climbed into the sty, the biggest sow I had ever seen rose from the straw, gave an explosive bark, and rushed at me with its huge mouth gaping. I didn't stop to argue. I made the wall about 6 inches ahead of the pig and vaulted over into the passage. I stood there considering the position, looking thoughtfully at the mean little red eyes, the slavering mouth with its long yellow teeth. Usually I paid no attention when pigs barked and grumbled at me, but this one really seemed to mean it. As I wondered what the next step would be, the pig gave an angry roar, reared up on its hind legs and tried to get over the wall at me. I made up my mind quickly. "I'm afraid I haven't got the right instruments with me today, Mr. Dent. I'll pop back another day and open the ear for you. It's nothing serious, only a small job. Goodbye." There, the matter had rested, with nobody caring to mention it till now. Tristan was aghast. "You mean you want me to go along there tonight? Saturday night? Surely some other time would do? I'm going to a dance." Siegfried smiled bitterly from the depths of his chair. "It has to be done now. That's an order. You can go to your dance afterwards." Tristan started to say something, but he knew he had pushed his luck far enough. "Right," he said. "I'll go and do it." He left the room with dignity. Siegfried resumed his book, and I stared into the fire, wondering how Tristan was going to handle this one. He was a lad of infinite resource, but he was going to be tested this time. Within 10 minutes he was back. Siegfried looked at him suspiciously. "Have you opened that ear?"
"No."
"Why not?" "I couldn't find a place. You must have given me the wrong address. Number 98, you said?" "It's number 89, and you know damn well it is. Now get back there and do your job." The door closed behind Tristan, and again I waited. 15 minutes later it opened again, and Tristan reappeared, looking faintly triumphant. His brother looked up from his book. "Done it?"
"No."
"Why not?" "The family are all out of the pictures. Saturday night, you know."
"I don't care a damn where the family are. Just get into that sty and lance that ear. Now get out, and this time I want the job done."
Again Tristan retreated, and a new vigil began. Siegfried did not say a word, but I could feel the tension building up. 20 minutes passed, and Tristan was with us again. "Have you opened that ear?"
"Nope."
"Why not?"
"It's pitch dark in there. How do you expect me to work? I've only got 2 hands, one for the knife and one for the torch. How can I hold the ear?"
Siegfried had been keeping a tight hold on himself, but now his control snapped.
"Don't give me any more of your bloody excuses," he shouted, leaping from his chair. "I don't care how you do it, but by God, you are going to open that pig's ear tonight, or I finish with you. Now get the hell out of here and don't come back till it's done."
My heart bled for Tristan. He had been dealt a poor hand and had played his cards with rare skill, but he had nothing left now. He stood silent in the doorway for a few moments, then he turned and walked out. The next hour was a long one. Siegfried seemed to be enjoying his book, and I even tried to read myself, but I got no meaning out of the words, and it made my head ache to sit staring at them. It would have helped if I could have paced up and down the carpet, but that was pretty well impossible in Siegfried's presence. I had just decided to excuse myself and go out for a walk when I heard the outer door open, then Tristan's footsteps in the passage. A moment later, the man of destiny entered. But the penetrating smell of pig got into the room just ahead of him, and as he walked over to the fire, pungent waves seemed to billow around him. Pig muck was spattered freely over his nice suit, and on his clean collar, his face and hair. There was a great smear of the stuff on the seat of his trousers, but despite his ravaged appearance, he still maintained his poise. Siegfried pushed his chair back hurriedly, but did not change expression.
"Have you got that ear opened?" he asked quietly.
"Yes." Siegfried returned to his book without comment. It seemed that the matter was closed, and Tristan, after staring briefly at his brother's bent head, turned and marched from the room. But even after he'd gone, The odour of the pigsty hung in the room like a cloud. Later in the drovers, I watched Tristan draining his third pint. He had changed, and if he didn't look as impressive as when he started the evening, at least he was clean and hardly smelt at all. I had said nothing yet, but the old light was returning to his eye. I went over to the bar and ordered my second half and Tristan's fourth pint, and as I set the glasses on the table, I thought perhaps that it was time. Well, what happened? Tristan took a long, contented pull at his glass and lit a Woodbine.
Well now, all in all, Jim, it was rather a smooth operation, but I'll start at the beginning. Now, you can imagine me standing all alone outside the sty in the pitch darkness with that bloody great pig grunting and growling on the other side of the wall. I didn't feel so good, I can tell you. I shone my torch on the thing's face, and it jumped up and ran at me, making a noise like a lion, and showing all those dirty yellow teeth. I nearly wrapped it up and came home there and then, but I got to thinking about the dance and all, and on the spur of the moment, I hopped over the wall. 2 seconds later, I was on my back. It must have charged me, but couldn't see enough to get a bite in. I just heard a bark, then a terrific weight against my legs, and I was down. Well, it's a funny thing, Jim. You know I'm not a violent chap, but as I lay there, all my fears vanished, and all I felt was a cold hatred of that bloody animal. I saw it as the cause of all my troubles, and before I knew what I was doing, I was up on my feet and booting its ass round and round the sty. And you know, it showed no fight at all. That pig was a coward at heart. I was still puzzled. But the ear. How did you manage to open the hematoma? No problem, Jim. That was done for me. You don't mean to say yes, Tristan said, holding his pint up to the light and studying a small foreign body floating in the depths. Yes. It was really very fortunate. In the scuffle in the dark, the pig ran up against the wall and burst the thing itself. Made a beautiful job.